Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
Quick disclosure, this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing I say constitutes direct investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any securities. It represents my personal views at the time of the recording, and markets may perform differently than I expect. All investment involves risk, including loss of principal. With that said, let's get into it. The coming debt supernova meets a geopolitical firestorm. That's the title of this week's podcast. President Trump has now issued one of the most extraordinary threats in modern geopolitical history. The United States will cut off trade with any nation that continues commerce with Iran. China, already locked in, deepening economic and ideological conflict with Washington, responded immediately that it would not curtail its economic ties with Tehran. This alone would be enough to rattle global markets. But the president then escalated further, warning that if the Federal Reserve refuses to cut interest rates, he would consider ending trade with all U.S. creditor nations, which is most nations on the planet Earth. Whether this is just another negotiating tactic or a genuine policy threat is unclear. But what is clear, and what markets immediately priced in, is that the Federal Reserve is not cutting rates after the much stronger than expected August non-farm payroll report. In fact, the probability of a rate hike at the September 16th FOMC meeting is now roughly even. This is consistent with the Fed's recent posture under Chairman Kevin Warsh, who has already demonstrated a willingness to tighten financial conditions when inflation and insolvency collide. The president has stated he does not merely want a token 25 basis point cut. He wants the Federal Reserve to slash the Fed funds rate to 1% or even 0.5%, a staggering 300 basis points of easing. This demand is not only economically incoherent, it is mathematically catastrophic. There are two realities that must be confronted. One, slashing the Fed funds rate would detonate long-term rates. Trump appears unaware that cutting the Fed funds rate into oblivion would pour jet fuel on the inflation fire. We have repeatedly emphasized that when a nation is already drowning in debt, artificially suppressed short-term rates does not lower long-term yields. It forces them violently higher. Insolvency plus inflation equals soaring interest rates. This is a core theme across our recent work, including our warnings that long-term yields are headed much higher due to structural fiscal rot and global bond market dysfunction. Long-term interest rates are the backbone of the real estate market, corporate borrowing, and equity valuations. A forced collapse in the interbank lending rate would crush the already floundering real estate market, obliterate equity valuations that are priced for perfection, trigger a severe blowout in credit spreads, and it would end the AI-driven corporate debt issuance boom that has been responsible for half of GDP growth and an even larger share of earnings per share growth. Corporate debt is overwhelmingly priced off long-term yields, not the Fed funds rate. If long-term rates spike, the corporate refinancing cycle becomes a guillotine. The U.S. debt structure is now so fragile that even modest increases in yields can trigger systemic cracks. Just imagine what would happen during a genuine bond market collapse. And the second thing I want to emphasize, the U.S.-China antipathy is entering a dangerous phase. This second reality is even more ominous. The relationship between the United States and China is rapidly deteriorating. Cutting off trade with one of our largest creditor nations would send prices soaring and interest rates even higher. China currently holds $633 billion in U.S. Treasury debt, down from its peak of $1.3 trillion just 12 years ago. This decline is not random. It reflects China's long-term strategic retreat from U.S. debt markets. They've cut their holdings of debt more than half in the last dozen years. Foreign creditors have been reducing treasury exposure, just as the global debt anchors of Japan and Germany have already lost control of their own bond markets, with JGB yields at 30-year highs and German bunds at 15-year highs. If China accelerates treasury sales in response to a trade rupture, the U.S. bond market would face a disorderly repricing. Long-term rates would surge, deficits would explode, and the Fed would be forced into a corner. Monetize even more debt or allow yields to rise uncontrollably. Either path leads to severe economic chaos. Worst first Trump, the battle has just begun. I've called this. I said this when he was nominated. This guy, I can't believe he nominated Warsh. It's going to be an unbelievable battle. Here it is. It's happening already, right before our eyes. The tension between the administration and the Federal Reserve is only beginning. Warsh has already demonstrated a willingness to shrink the balance sheet and tighten liquidity. In our June 2026 analysis, we noted that Warsh's policies would remove the Fed put and expose markets to long overdue corrections. Trump, meanwhile, is demanding the exact opposite: aggressive rate cuts and unlimited liquidity. This is not just a policy disagreement. It is a collision course. The U.S. debt structure cannot survive these combined shocks. The United States is already an extremely over-leveraged economy. U.S. debt, public and private combined, has reached levels no developed nation has ever survived without a currency crisis. Gross national debt, over $40 trillion. Total public and private debt exceeding $100 trillion. Unfunded liabilities, way over $80 trillion. Depends on how you count them. It could be way more than that. Debt service costs are rising relentlessly. Inflation remains structurally embedded. Foreign creditors are retreating. The geopolitical environment is deteriorating. And the Federal Reserve is being pressured to ignite an inflationary inferno. We are entering a period where geopolitical risk, monetary dysfunction, and debt supernova dynamics converge. The global anchors are gone. The bond market is losing patience with the whole deal. The Fed's put is being eschewed. I mean, without Warsh continually expanding the balance sheet, there's just less credit available to buy bonds. That's another big force driving yields higher. The political leadership is demanding policies that will accelerate, not alleviate, the crises. The idea that investors can sail through these crises with a static buy and hold 60-40 portfolio is a fantasy. Passive allocations are dead in an era of rising rates, shrinking liquidity, and sovereign insolvencies. Our current portfolio holds approximately T-bills and three-year note duration or less, 30%. Gold in the miners, 10%. Low vol, high dividend equities, 30%. Hedges consisting of CTAs and long short equities, 15%. Equal weight S&P, 10%, and a small, very small amount of cash. I have one final thought for this week. I believe the Fed will not move their policy stance on interest rates at the September 16th meeting unless the August inflation data reported later this week, Thursday and Friday, PPI and CPI, comes out disturbingly white hot. But even if it does, and Warsh and company feel compelled to move less than 50 days before the midterm elections, the yield curve has already fully priced in two rate hikes, too. It is the balance sheet that Warsh is using to get a hold of inflation. It is not the Fed funds rate. So if he tinkers with a one or two 25 basis point rate hike, it's not the end of the bull market. The yield curve is what's going to bring the end of the end of QE is going to be what kills this bull market. And that won't start to bite until next year. Even though we remain net long for now with hedges, with intelligence, with a great diversification portfolio, the clock is ticking on the final stages of this bull market. We have the plan and are fully prepared to execute.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you are not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.